The Ampol Show.
The Ampol Company. The Ampol Company. The Ampol Company. You're through.
Welcome to the Ampol Show. Number, please, with Jack Davis. High up train, ho, everybody! The Ampol Company is proud to present not only the greatest star that's ever visited this country, but the grandest guy that's ever been to this country. It's Bob Hope!
On the road to old Melbourne.
Thank you very much, Jack. It's very nice to just give me the whole stage like this. Especially at this price. I want to tell you... what do I get for this? A can of petrol? I've been drinking it ever since I've been here, but I want to say... they call it coffee. I do want to tell you... No, I'm a tea man myself. I've had so much tea, I slosh when I walk. Ladies and gentlemen, I just returned from Melbourne. We all have to go sometime, you know. I shouldn't say that because I had a wonderful time down there. I really enjoyed it. And we played in the Palais Theatre last night. And I'm returning Sunday night to play in Town Hall at Melbourne. And also do another show by popular demand of Ben Ray's there on Monday. And Lee Gordon. On Monday, before I sail back to the States. That's where I'm from. That's right, the States, right? Almost forgot I've been away so long. But I had the great pleasure of visiting your Olympic meet grounds today in Melbourne. I mean that. Well, they're going to hold the big the Olympics in 1956, next November, and it's just wonderful. I may come back here and compete. Oh, I may enter the javelin throw and throw Sinatra. I'm not sure. But I want to tell you, it's a beautiful, beautiful field. I know what I'm talking about because you know my athletic record. I'm just awful. In fact, I had to play football at the school I went to. It was part of the cure. And very exclusive school. You couldn't get in unless a judge sent you. I played... I'm quite an athlete. I used to have a big chest, hard stomach. Of course, that's all behind me now. But it doesn't make any difference. How are you, Dennis? All right? This is the man that's been leading the show for me, ladies and gentlemen. And he certainly can take care of a band. And I appreciate it because my brother's a musician. He's a second gunner with a Spike Jones fiddle section. But you certainly had some great stars down here like Johnny Ray. There's a wonderful star. Tony Mann, he's cried his way into a fortune, huh? He's the only singer I know with rusty eyelids. And, of course, Sinatra was down here. Give that girl some oxygen. She just fainted. That's the way my fans go. They're expiring when they do that. I have the older type of fan, you know. When they swoon, they're gone forever. I want to say, Jack, my man, come on out here, Jack. This is my Jack David. We're going to work in this golf match on Sunday out at the Lakes course. Is that it?
I think it's the ghost.
And I'm certainly looking forward to it because we're playing with Ozzie Pickworth and what's his name? This Van Ida?
Van Ida,
potato, potato. No matter how you slice it, it's still golf. But anyway, Hello, give me room service. Send up a room, will you?
I got to come in on the laughs. It makes it difficult. I had the same trouble, you know, when I went around Australia following you in when you were here with the Americans in 1944. I didn't have to do a thing. I followed you in a week after you went around. They were still laughing at your gags.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. You know that I'm guilty of sort of ribbing the English audiences. For years, I used to do a gag in my vaudeville act when I started out in vaudeville talking about how slow in reaction the English audiences were. In fact, I used to do a famous joke about I told a joke in London on Friday and they laughed in church. And I got away with that for quite a while, Jack, and I went over and apologized this past year in the Palladium when I played the Palladium over there. That's Danny Kaye's summer home, you know. And I went over there and I said, I told about how I found out that the sense of humor in England was just great because I was going from London to Manchester on the train, and as the train pulled out of Paddington Station, I told this fellow next to me a joke, an Englishman sitting there, and halfway to Manchester, he started to laugh. So I said to him, I said, you just get the joke? He said, no, I was just thinking you left your bag on the platform in London.
Well, right now, we'd love to hear a little bit of Buttons and Bows. If we can have it, what do you think?
At the same price? I'd be glad to. Fine. Beep, 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 ba, 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 ba. Beep, beep, doo, 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 doo. This is a little number I did with Jane Russell in Pale Face, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, what a business. Jane Russell. Back to work. Anyway. No, I have the toughest luck. All day at the studio, I kiss girls like Jane Russell and Joan Fontaine and Hedy Lamarr. Then at night, I go home and dream about Indians. She's a wonderful gal, Jane Russell. I saw her in Paris last year trying to explain things to Christian Dior. You all know Christian Dior, the fellow that thinks the world is flat. He'll find out what the United Nations found out. You can't smooth out everything. I hope not. If they do, I'm going to cash in my chips. Should we sing? This is a little parody, ladies and gentlemen, on the original Buttons and Bows. It was written especially for this trip. And by the way, Bing told me to give you his best. That's all. I tried to get money. He's got some real fast horses. Jockeys get paid by the hour. Shall we sing? Are you in the mood, Dennis? I was one of many boys helped to add to mother's woes. They'd all say, let's tease little Robert, they thought, because I had six toes, I didn't have all my buttons and bows. Then one night, it was Halloween, dressed myself in sister's clothes. All the tough kids round my neighborhood said, we think he's one of those, so cute in buttons and bows. When I was born, Dad took me swimming, threw me in, made me swim back. Oh, I didn't mind the swim so much, it was getting out of the sack. The more I grew, the more I knew, and the family record shows. Time I turned 19, I knew that the bucks were bucks and the does were does, and I shouldn't wear those buttons and bows. In my pale face part, thought at last I'd start to be real tough, real ugly and gruff. And what did they do? I'm asking you. Paramount gave me buttons and boots.
buttons and booze. Buttons and booze. Booze.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, Jack.
As long as anybody's been on a song and air show, they never get more around about four bars, and they get gonged off, or they get clapped off. And I must give you, as usual, this £5 note. In your language, that's dust. But,
You mean this is for me?
That's for you, yes.
Do I have to report this to the tax people? That's all I want.
Well, I reckon you can put that away somewhere and frame it, because that's the lowest price you ever got for doing anything. And it's nice
to know. Oh, it isn't. You don't know my early days over there.
Oh, I've been through them. I think I'll be going through them after this show again.
You mean I'm not helping you? I'm destroying you?
Oh, no. I'm loving this.
Say that.
I'm loving this. I just only hope my sponsors are busy in the box up there and can't hear what you're saying.
They're all out refining, I hope.
Well, now, what do you drive in America?
Well, right now I'm driving an old Dort. No, a Cadillac.
A Cadillac.
A Cadillac. Yes, Jack, tell me about it, Jack.
Well, I don't have to tell any more. I've just got the plug-in, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky to have got that far. Now, look, Bob, you can have a go at that phone right now, because
right.
What we want you to do is to pick the telephone up, and a girl will come on, and...
You're kidding.
Yeah, you...
Oh, hello. Where are you? So far...
Now, you better put it back in. All you
That's
get is,
what I mean.
All you get is a buzz.
It's been happening to me ever since I've been in Australia. Same thing. All I've had is a buzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening now to Dean Maitland. He was known for his silence. I'm trying to tell you...
He was, really?
He was, yeah. If you pick a number off the board...
All right.
And I don't mean physically, just mentally. Then when the girl comes on, you give her the number, because that has a little gift and it has a little problem, Bob.
No kidding, all right.
You work this just like any telephone.
Oh, you mean I pick it up?
You pick it up, yeah.
I don't wait for anything.
You'll need your other hand. Dig it in the hole and...
Oh.
That's right.
Oh, I dial the number.
You dial the number.
Naturally, okay. Naturally. Idiot.
Number, please.
17. I won on this at Monte Carlo one time.
Number 17.
Yes.
A complete album of long playing discs personally recorded by and giving the full musical life story of Bing Crosby.
There goes my stomach again.
Well, here's your problem, Bob, and it's not hard. If you get this right, you get that.
All right.
Okay. A man has a floor in his living room which is 27 and a half feet long by 16 and a half feet wide. He decides...
Slower.
He decides to completely floor the room with lino tiles, each 9 inches square, allowing for the fire hearth, which is 3 feet 10 long by 1 foot 1 inch deep. How many tiles does he need?
Pretty hard for me to count. Can I take my shoes off?
Well, I can stand it.
You don't know. I've been traveling. No, I don't know. This problem floored me.
Well, that means to Mrs. E. Sparkman on 41 View Terrace, Maylands, Western Australia, a present is on its way. And, Bob, instead of giving you that set of discs, which I think you probably have heard, or in your spare time would probably like to listen to, but won't get the chance, we'd like to give you something...
It's a wonderful album, you know, by the way. That's one of Dad's best works. Seriously, I know. I've sold it house to house for him. What would you like to give me, Jack? Anything at all. Just give me something.
Just give me time. An Australian... This is a beautiful gift, and I hope you will appreciate it. It's an Australian merino wool traveling rug, Bob. It's made by the Geelong Return Soldiers and Sailors Woolen Mills. And it's an exact replica of the one presented by them to Her Majesty the Queen when she visited Australia. I think if you have a look on the inside of that, would you just turn it out? It's a rug that a man can use.
Are you in a rush? You're going to another program or something? Tie him down.
As a matter of fact, we pay our staff the same as we pay you, and he's got to go out there and put it on again.
That's very nice. You can wear that to the stadium, can't I, huh?
I'm just kidding, because that audience is wonderful. You were over there the other night, weren't you?
I certainly was, yes. I've never been so much in a show in my life.
Well, Jack, you were there. You put me on today. I put you on the other night. That's why.
Yeah, but I put you on in front of a microphone. You put me on the spot. Anyway, it's the same thing.
I know, but you have Ampol. You can remove it.
The amazing news is out. From the 24th of June, just 3 weeks away, you'll be able to drive into your nearest Ampol service station and fill up with Ampol Super Octane. The highest octane petrol ever sold to the public in Australia, even higher than pre-war. Ampol has brought you amazing good news in the past. This all-Australian company were the first to introduce electric petrol pumps to Australia. Through their foresightedness, they were responsible for ending petrol rationing. So sure are they of the high quality of their motor spirit that they alone dared to make that astounding double-your-money-back offer. And now, they announced that in 3 weeks from today, you'll be able to purchase in every state of Australia except Queensland the highest octane rating petrol ever sold in this country. Ampol Super Octane.
Would you step into the box, my good man? Tell me, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Packard.
Packard. Look, I would like to know, could you sing a song for us?
Hey, I certainly could, yes.
What would you like to sing?
I'd like to sing a little thing.
We just happen to have it.
Please. Yes, that's right. Ah, I know this, too. Somebody stole my show. Somebody stole my show. Somebody came and took it away. He doesn't even look like he's breathing. Those quizzes I love so. They're dead and gone, I know. Oh, gee, poor little me. I get one quiz and hope gets 33. I'm a broken-hearted old hi-ho. Somebody stole my show.
That's very fine. You just heard from one of our contestants. What is your name?
Patricia Davy.
She's been to Denmark. Now, I want to tell you one thing.
Do I get five? Do I get five?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, boy.
I knew I wouldn't wind up ahead here.
Peel this back somehow.
Everything's a benefit in this country, yes.
That's okay. Yeah. It's the one I gave him, too, other than the teeth marks.
Now, my good man, give me the buzz, old Bill.
Now, I just don't say yes or no. That's all I've got to do.
You just don't say yes or no?
Yeah, you ask me things.
All right.
Personal things.
Personal things. You think you're pretty?
Well, personally, yet, but I haven't seen all of me because I've changed so much in the last 3 months.
Do you think you have hair like Crosby?
Well, I tell you this, I'm getting a new toupee, so you can treat this as ground under repair.
Are you happy that I'm on your show today?
See, even the tags I don't get. Anyway, it's marvelous to get a laugh or two with the straight stuff.
Seriously, did you ever have a guest star any cheaper?
Well, no, I don't suppose I did.
No! Give it a buzz.
Well, it looks to me like I get a little prize of some sort here.
You do?
All so right. What I do is I dial this. It's the same as everybody else.
Pick a number, huh?
Ample Treasure House, number, please.
27.
Number 27 is
2 free tickets to that famous radio show, Cop the Lot.
I won't take that. I wouldn't take rubbish on any show. Give me 26.
Number 26 is a complete Samuel Edwards wardrobe.
What is that, prison clothes?
No, it means that I get clothes my own shape, which is pretty hard to get in this country.
Oh, I don't know.
And Samuel is the people who can do it. I get another plug in here, but that's
and,
all.
Well, anyway, Jack, this was sent in by Mrs. Janet Joyner of 38 Amy Road, Hern Bay, is it? New South Wales. There are 4 sheep in a paddock.
You could call it Hern Bay. It's way out in the sticks.
It's Hern Bay, all right. There are 4 sheep in a paddock. How many legs altogether?
I got the easy one. 16.
No, 15. I forgot to mention one sheep only had 3 legs. Hey. Pretty good stuff. This could bring back radio in our country.
It could bring back dishwashing in my country.
Oh, so the Samuel Edwards Man's World complete wardrobe goes to Mrs. Janet Joyner of 38 Amy Road, Hern Bay, New South Wales. You ready, Janet? We're having the pants made into a skirt.
That's so right.
Keep nudging me, Jack. And by the way, Patricia, Davy, your consolation prize. I don't know why I liked you that night.
You do?
Yes, Patricia.
Well, as long as you like me.
Can I kiss your glasses? I want to fog up one eye.
That's me. Nelson.
You'll need it someday on that golf course, the way I play. Your consolation prize is a box of Angelin, is it?
That's it.
A complete 3 weeks course swimming treatment. And if that doesn't work out, you can broil out in Brisbane.
Well, thank you, Bob. And now I think that just about takes us off. I don't think I've worked harder doing nothing in my life. And I've loved every minute of it. It's really been something. It's really been grand to have you here, particularly, for one or two reasons. You've got an opportunity to tell the people about the golf tomorrow. At least it's on Sunday. I'm getting my days mixed. On top of that, you've got a lot of people in Melbourne waiting to see your show down there. And on top of that, again, the most important to me is, out of the many thousands and thousands of people in this country way out back that wouldn't ever get an opportunity to hear any star of your caliber because they can't get into the cities, do get an opportunity to hear you as they've heard you tonight. And for that, I know that we all, the Amphard Company and our friends here, are truly thankful because I think for a man like you to come to this country and not be seen by everybody is too bad. But if everybody can hear you, and I'm sure they will, then I feel that I've helped a little in bringing the greatest to those people way out back.
Thank you, Jack, and thanks for the opportunity because I'd like to go and see those people, and if I had the time, I'd go house to house and just kiss every one of those fans because I want them to all to see the 7 Little Foys, you know, the picture they premiered here the other night.
Oh, the 7 Little Foys.
How could I forget that?
Well, that's the only way I'm going to feel on Sunday at the golf. I'm going to feel like the 8th Little Foy. But what I would like to say is that this has been a memory that we won't forget. So thanks for that memory, and I think, as I mentioned, that we couldn't possibly let you go without the song that made your name famous throughout the world, the tag of every show you did, those radio shows, that thanks for the memory, because somehow or other, it's tied up as if you wrote it yourself.
Thank you, Jack.
Who did write it?
Robinson Ranger wrote that song for my first picture in the Paramount Studios. That was 18 years ago, September. I've been there 18 years, and I've enjoyed every dollar of it. No, it's truly a sentimental point with me because, you know, when you're linked with a song that long, and I've been very lucky, I've had a lot of success with it, so it's really my touch. I get the same feeling as I do, get a feeling of respect, like when I think of Crosby, you know, and the other older singer. I just get that feel out of it. Don't you, Jack?
Well, I think it is. After all, you and he are practically in the same age group.
Whoops. I could sue.
Is it better stood in the audience here?
So it's thanks for the memory.
Thank you, Dad.
And thank you, Bob.
Oh, thanks for the memory of all you Sydney folk. You've been kind to this Hollywood bloke. You showed a rare sense of humor. You laughed at every one of Jack Davies' jokes. Oh, thank you so much.
Seriously, I was here 11 years ago, and it's the reason I came back, because I made so many friends, and I found this country very friendly, and I thought it was safe to come back. I think they've forgotten. In fact, I know they have. I've had a lot of great experiences since I've been here, traveling around to Brisbane and opening the sheep show. Don't know why they called on me, except that I've made a many a U-turn. And I think the sheep industry in Hollywood has a lot in common. The way they wear the sweaters over there. You supply the raw material, we supply the rest of it. And I think that's the best of it. But I do want to tell you, I'm looking forward to the time that I can come back. And after I get back and tell Bing about the nice people, I think Mr. C may want to come over here if they can get the adrenaline. Anyway, Jack and ladies and gentlemen, thank you for inviting me. Goodbye.
I nearly forgot the most important part of our program, at least from our ordinary program point of view, is our highlight. When we have this limerick, and I'll have to do it quickly, and I've got nobody, we didn't think of this before the show, but you know what happens, you can win a small prize, and you can even get a big one, because I'm on your side, so give me a hand up, somebody would like to come up on stage and be in this limerick, anybody at all, well, there's somebody that's quick, okay, beat the pistol, out like a shot out of a gun. Now what happens is very simple, when this little girl it is, come right on stage. Now what happens, I'm going to give you a present, a very nice present, and here it is, this is an isomat. An isomat, I'd like you to take that home, that's yours. Very beautiful indeed. Don't tell me your name yet, because as soon as you do, Brian starts the watch. If I can make a limerick up on it in 20 seconds or less, then I'm on your side, you get a prize much better than that. But that's yours now. Give me your name, start the watch, Brian.
Judy McInnes.
You have 20 seconds from now. McInnes. There was a young girl called McInnes who married a man from Glen Innes. They had children galore. When she'd had 44, he said, stop, that's the end, that's the finish. Seventeen seconds, which is all I need. So that means that not only do you win that prize, Miss McInnes, come a little closer, but you have won a three-speed automatic changer with glide-o-matic cabinet action and equipped with a superb featherweight pickup and cleaner. It's a Phillips Concerto radiogram, and that's yours. Thank you. The Ampol Company likes to keep everybody happy. It's goodbye time from the Ampol show number, please. Remember, 3 weeks from now, you'll be able to have even more zip in your car than you've ever had in pre-war days. You'll be able to buy Ampol Super Octane Petrol, the highest octane petrol ever sold in this country. And to the same time next week, this is Jack Davies saying, on behalf of the greatest personality it's ever been my honor to have on any program, Bob Hope. Good night, and thanks for listening.